Michael, how are you?
I'm living the dream. Tell me, how are you doing?
Yeah, living the dream as you work your way towards work, I would assume?
That's absolutely correct. I'm driving to work right now.
All right, tell me, the Holt Band Boosters and the Holt Band students are presenting Band-Aid, and when I saw the way that was put together on the flyer that I received, it looked like it was set up the same way the charity organization concert Band-Aid was back in the day. Tell me about Band-Aid. What is that all about?
Band-Aid is an opportunity for people to come and eat for a good cause. It's more of a dinner, really. There's a lot of entertainment. We put student entertainment out there, as well as a silent auction, and we're trying to raise funds for the Holt Bands and the Holt Band Boosters to go toward things like band camp, which everybody has their own personal joke about from, you know, a movie in the late 1990s. But, you know, band camp is a wonderful time, and there are students who need scholarships to attend it. All throughout the year, the Band Boosters help us out with all kinds of things, from uniforms to you know, even sometimes repairing instruments. Most of the time the school is able to help with that. But everybody in high school, athletics, music organizations, always is on the hunt for more money. And this, I thought, would be a great way to try and take care of it into a simple event where it's one night and hopefully generate some excitement about what's going on in Holt with instrumental music.
Okay, when is Band-Aid?
Band-Aid is a week from next Thursday. It's Thursday, March 24th, and dinner and bidding starts at 6:30 p.m. right there at Holt High School.
And where'd you get the idea?
You know, actually, what I like, I steal. kind of a public school band director's motto. And there's another area school in Okemos who does a spaghetti supper for their music program, and they are able to generate an awful lot of money by reaching out to alumni and also community members. And it becomes, hopefully the idea is that it becomes an event that the community will mark their calendar for. And like I said, come and eat for a good cause. Have dinner, enjoy some entertainment by some great musicians, and, you know, support the band program financially.
Michael, my stomach is wondering, what are we serving for dinner?
It's essentially spaghetti supper. You know, we've got spaghetti and salad and garlic bread and dessert. You know, your standard spaghetti supper, but I'm sure it'll be outstanding.
So for Band-Aid, which is on Thursday, March 24th, what's the time for that?
Like I said, dinner and bidding starts at 6:30, and it's kind of open house style. And then I know that bidding closes up at 8.
And you're going to have music. Tell me, well, what's the band going to be doing? Just playing all types of music?
Well, we've got a number of small ensembles from the group. There's a brass quintet that's going to be playing all kinds of different things. I've got soloists on different instruments, saxophones, flutes, things like that. I've got things like, I'm hoping, I don't quite have it inked yet, but there's a flute quartet. It's all student musicians that have been able to put things together. There's a small chance, they don't know this yet, so we'll see if they're listening. And there's a small chance the whole jazz band could make an appearance and play some, you know, classic big band, you know, rock tunes. We do all kinds of music with that. But really, I really think that people will be impressed by the quality of music coming out of the high school musicians right there.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with saying band director as much as I am teacher, because you are a teacher, and I know you have to have budget concerns, because you know as well as anyone, it seems like the arts get cut when funding is short.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that, Tony. I agree 100%. There's so many aspects of my job that's like a coach and obviously band director, but I am a teacher, and I really do try to instruct first and foremost and hope that the kids are learning something every day. Budget concerns are real, but I will say Holt has been very supportive through the years. I've got faith. There's some scary times right now in Lansing, right downtown, but we'll see what happens. Holt's been supportive, but like I said, in an organization with so many students, we need more money to continue to thrive and really become leaders in the area, not just survive.
Has funding for band been cut over the years?
Not really. In a sense, there's been some streamlining of teachers and things like that, but that's true everywhere. That's true everywhere in the school systems in terms of people retiring and not hiring them back and having some other people just kind of reconfigure schedules, if that makes sense. But I haven't experienced, in the 6 years I've been there, I've never experienced a situation where my budget has been cut yet.
How many members are in the Holt Band?
Well, Holt High School has a 9th grade campus and a 10-12 campus. And the grade 10-12 campus, I've got about 125. And then at the 9th grade campus, I've got 45 9th grade student musicians. So it's around, 170, somewhere in there.
Well, I have been to many Holt High School games. That high school is immense. It's like a college campus. And when you have so many kids there, not only playing sports and involved in other extracurricular activities, that makes the band better. And I know that band is a big deal there and very much appreciated.
Yeah, I've really felt that way. I've gotten so many student requests, non-band student requests, coming to see me in my office, and how can we get the band closer to the student section, because we love you guys. And the only holdup has been that it would be really hard for us to get out of the stands for the halftime show. So we're actually looking at that and trying to figure out a way for that to work. But it's amazing, and I tell the students that all the time. There's so many strangers, students who don't know me personally, who come up and talk about how they like the band. So I'm proud to say that band's a cool thing in Holt.
Students who want to play in a high school band, when do they really start need to working on being proficient at the craft?
Most of the time in schools here, in public schools, start in about 6th grade. Some start in 5th. 6th grade, and then it kind of starts from there. We plant the seed in 6th grade and make it interesting, and there's so much opportunity with all the different instruments. They can take a look here, get some good experience, and get excited about it. And then starting in 7th and 8th grade, it gets a little more serious, a little more work intensive. We want to put this together and put this together so that we get even better. And then once we get into high school, we're stepping on the podium and not talking and being really serious, and it's probably 6th grade when they start to explore, and then it starts to tighten up and people respond well to the structure. It's going great.
Prior to football season and once you get into school, how many hours a day does a band member put in?
You mean in the summer?
Yes.
Oh, it's a lot. So it varies from section to section. Once school gets out, on a Wednesday this June, I bet the following week, the drumline's going to get together probably twice a week, and individual sections, the tubas, just the tubas will get together and practice for an hour, hour and a half. That's up to the students. I don't really micromanage that, but they've got their music, and the seniors and juniors can help the underclassmen that are rising up. Then we go into rehearsal, and there's, the band camp week is in August, and that's, 24-6. So I bet it's a good, I would venture a guess, an average at about 65 hours.
Once school starts, how many hours a day are they putting in?
Well, once school starts, they come in, and actually marching band is right during the day. It's 4th hour, and then we rehearse on Wednesday nights for 2 hours, and then game night, is 5:45 to about 10. So it averages to an awful lot of work.
But don't you have to get out there at other times just to learn the marching routine too?
Yes, that's the band camp, and like I said, 24. Mm-hmm. We're there for 6 days, and we're up at 6:30 marching them around. As you can tell, I've got a little energy in the morning. So
Michael, you learn all the routines for the whole year during band camp?
That's correct.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's correct. I mean, we don't really get into parades very much. We work on parades kind of through the year, but band camp's a big deal in which, it's kind of like, I tell them it's 3 a days, and it's all, in a sense, it's like 4 a days. We wake up, we have practice before breakfast, we have practice after breakfast, we have a little practice after lunch, and then a big practice after dinner.
And the movie American Pie just ruined it for the credibility of bands,
didn't it? Oh, man. Come on, what are they doing to me?
We've been talking with Michael Emerson. He's the band director and teacher for Holt High School's band. They will be hosting the Band Aid event that includes a great spaghetti dinner, entertainment, a silent auction. That's Thursday, March 24th. Starting at 6:30 is when the bidding and dinner starts. Michael, we're going to be talking with you next week about this. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Tony.